Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, how you doing?
Who do you think this is?
This is, you're Christine, I'm Julie. You're my mother.
You know, I'm not sure. I just may sound like your mother.
Oh,
I could be John Miller.
Oh, you're right.
In fact, I'm saying that I'm John Miller. And how dare you think that I'm Christine, although I happen to be her publicist.
Oh, John Miller, Christine's publicist.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you've disguised your voice just enough that I'm questioning myself. Is this not my mother's voice that I've heard every day of my life, or
no.
Is this John Miller?
This is John Miller saying that I sound like Christine. I'm just pretending.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because you have many people trying to pretend to be your voice.
I know.
I remember we've taken this a little too far now. I don't know.
I just want to say, though, how cool Christine Marie is, though.
Oh, Chris. Okay, thanks, John Miller for letting me know that Christine
is cool. And you know what?
Cool.
Several people wanted to date her.
Several.
Warren Beatty wanted to date her. Esther Atna date. Eric Clapton.
Yes. You know what's so funny?
Turned down Eric Clapton.
You also had, who's the guy that, I thought Christine said that she dated the guy who does the Olympics. He's the announcer for the Olympics.
Yes.
What's his name?
Yes. I'll never tell.
Oh, okay.
No. Greg Louganis.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I could have told you then.
Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about right now, and you're totally confused, I agree, so am I. It's just that we're talking about Trump and his interesting escapades. And
25 years ago.
Which it seems like a too long of a time to really care about.
Right.
Yet but I find it totally fascinating.
A little tape resurfaced.
But can I first tell
yes.
who we are?
Who
so
are we?
We're Christine Marie.
I'm John
Julie.
Miller.
Yes. Or excuse me, you're John Miller.
Sorry.
Imitating Christine Marie.
Yes. Because so many people try to scam me.
They try and scam you.
No,
exactly.
I'm excuse me. They try to scam Christine.
Yeah. It's hard to get.
I can't
you
get
can't
this.
Do it anymore.
I
you just
can't
do it.
It.
No. See, there it is.
I'm too honest.
Well, yeah. I mean,
are slow.
One or the other, doesn't matter. But to really do this, to call and pretend to be somebody else, pretend to be yourself.
Right.
No, pretend to be somebody else, talking about yourself.
Yeah, it's hard.
For publicity.
It's really, I mean, it's tough.
It's tough.
It's kind of
and
like
takes
being,
way too much effort.
Yeah.
And then this is when I go,
it's like being bipolar.
I'm gonna complain right now, or just go, I'm confused. You know, because this guy does make money, Trump. You know, I mean, but he seems like totally.
Although that's none of your business.
Yes, none of my business.
Julie, my tax returns are none of your business.
It's just been. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say. You asked me today, you said, do we go to Canada if he wins?
That's what I said.
I said
no, they're taking names now.
For a raffle.
For, you know, if you want to be a maple leaf.
Right.
Or if you want to just.
I would only be a maple leaf on the coasts because I think it'd just be too cold.
Mm-hmm.
Any place
well,
else.
There's that one place. Is it Quebec? That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Feels very French.
Yes,
has
it
like,
does.
Like cobblestone streets.
Neither one of us speaks French, though.
No.
We have friends who speak
but,
French.
But I think we could, I think we would do okay.
Yes.
We have to talk like, ooh, a lot of oohs.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, ooh, wee. we're going to fail there, too.
Yeah,
Julie.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's been a crazy week in politics, in our lives. It's been a crazy week.
Has it?
Not really. You know what it was? It's been
I'd go with that, though.
It's been a very disappointing. In some ways, it was a interesting week, but we had claimed this week as a week of completion.
We did.
And
we started
nothing
out,
got completed.
No, we started out on Saturday saying, okay,
this
now.
I'm claiming it.
What is this week to us?
Claiming
we
it.
Go,
yeah.
This is the week of completions.
Yes.
No.
No, it did not happen.
No.
We moved so forward.
Yeah, sort of. We kind of scooted along.
Yeah, but
moved
it just didn't.
Along.
And by Thursday, we felt like we had no shot, so we kind of just said,
road trip.
We needed a road trip. You know, so we're Christine Marie and Julie. We're mother and daughter.
Yes.
We are authors of the Amazon number one bestseller,
The Clutterfly Effect.
Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life.
But you know, I'm going to cut that last part off. I'm just saying, let's just tweak our way to total transformation.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And I also, we're life optimization coaches. And
love it.
We've been having a good time on the radio here at BBS Radio.
Yeah.
Want to give a shout out to
Life with the Girlfriends.
Yes. And also our engineer.
I want to give a shout out to us.
Because you're still in the publicist mode. Yeah. Hello. You took that class, didn't you, from Donald Trump University on how to have amazing confidence and, you know, make sure that you are...
Without looking narcissistic.
Yes.
You just have another alter ego.
Yes, exactly. I don't even know what to say anymore. I believe...
We're dumbfounded.
I am dumbfounded. Not I had asked... So today I had over our person that comes over and she helps clean.
Mona.
I love her. She's
I love
great.
Her too.
Even
She's
though she
so
has
cute.
No car, I have to go pick her up. I got to drive 15 miles.
I know. But you know, remember when you were at the Frank Kern conference and they talked about people that they support?
Yes.
And he said he supported
9 people in his household.
People.
Yes.
And one of them was somebody on the radio or something, or on the Dennis somebody, Traeger?
He doesn't support him.
Oh, he doesn't? I thought he did.
Oh, you mean support as gives, not, yes, he supports him, doesn't support him. I'm confused.
Okay, so that's what I do to Mona. I support her.
Yeah, small s. Yeah, we support her.
Right.
It's like, I don't need her to come over, but I'll tell you what, and we're going to talk about this during Pillar Talk today.
Okay.
We're going to talk about motivation, mm-hmm. because one thing that Mona is for me is big as motivation.
She's
with
a
capital
N.
Because when she's here, I work with her.
That's right.
So for 3 hours, 4 hours a week, we try to move something forward. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. And so we're going to talk about motivation.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little bit about Tim Ferriss.
Yes.
I'm going to throw in some other big names like, you know, Tony Robbins.
Did I screw up when I mentioned Dennis Traeger? Does anybody know him? Is he pretty famous?
Dennis Krager, isn't it?
What is it?
Dennis Krager?
Krager?
He's a radio talk show host,
okay.
Yes. No, what confused me is that you were talking about...
I thought he actually supported him.
I don't know what you mean by supported him.
Paid his way in life?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, why would he do that?
I don't know. That's what you told me.
I did not tell you. Why did I tell you that? Oops. Dennis Krager is
I've been
rich
telling
on
everybody.
Dennis Krager is rich on his own, right?
I just thought, you know how sometimes you just like, you need that last 20% to make it.
No.
But.
That's like saying, you know, Adam Carolla supports, you know, I don't know. Who's his late shot night co-host guy? Or
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, like Jimmy Kimmel supports Adam Carolla. Well, he supports him emotionally, maybe as friends, but he doesn't give him a dime. I don't know. You know, throw him a buck here or there. I don't know.
So you're just like, you were at the conference and he was like, I support him. I just support him.
No, he just brought up his flyer that Dennis Krager was having this huge conference, and for $20,000 you got to sit at his table.
Oh.
And you know.
And that's how he supported him.
I don't know if he paid him that $20,000 or not. Okay. I don't know.
Well, who is this dude?
Dennis Krager?
Yeah.
He's a talk show host, I know. And
Is he on TV or radio?
I believe he's on the radio. I've heard him late night some nights when I've been traveling the country.
Oh, so he has like a national gig.
Yes. But what he also is, he's written books. He's a philosopher more than anything.
Okay.
I think he gives you his 2 cents on everything about life.
He's
very Jewish. Yes, you've done that my whole life. Thank God you're not charging $20,000 for the table. Sit at your table.
My table's only like 2x4.
And maybe 20 grand's a little high, but I thought it was exceptionally expensive.
Mm-hmm. To have lunch with the dude.
Yeah, at this conference, and here's all people who are talking.
Give you some pearls.
No, but I did mention that Frank Kern, he says he supports 9 people.
Right.
Like, with a capital S.
And they are from Mondovia?
Yes, one person's from Mondovia.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, his wife's sister, because, mm-hmm. you know. That's what he says.
That's where she lives.
That's where she lives. And there's not a lot going on there, I guess. I don't know. And, you know.
Well, so. I've supported people in Mondovia before.
Have you?
Well, actually, I gave some money mm-hmm. to this one kind of they rescued these girls in Mondovia mm-hmm. from human trafficking.
Yes.
And I've kept my money kept them in a safe house.
Yes. I don't know what's going on with you right now. But you are literally emphasizing words really weird. I don't know what's going on with you. You go, I can barely look at you.
Okay. What word was I emphasizing word now?
What you were saying. You were going, you know, I've supported people, some girls. They were in the sex trafficking area. I'm like, okay.
Mondovia?
Okay.
I'm back to normal now.
Are you back to normal?
I'm back to normal. John Miller has left the room.
Well, interesting.
And he's left the building.
So John Miller trying to be you. No.
It was like an altar.
Yes.
Walk-in.
A walk-in. Is the walk-in, has he left?
Thank God. Thank God he's left the building.
That's good. That's good.
I'm now your mother again.
Okay.
I'm Christine Marie, co-host of Life with a Girlfriend.
With your daughter, Julie.
Co-author.
Yes.
Of The Clutterfly.
We like to say it's Christine Marie with Julie because I do a lot of just dictating. I mean, I just take notes. And I put it all together, but it's all you, girlfriend. It's all you.
Aw.
That's not necessarily true.
That's not true, but thank you anyway.
It's kind of true.
I'm going to tell something so cute on you.
Oh, are you? Okay.
This week, we've got in the Midwest, a lot of the little gooses or geese
yes.
have, you know, they laid their eggs mm-hmm. and they've given birth.
Yes.
And so we got a lot of mommies and daddies are two mommies. I just don't know. I can't tell the male geese
right
from the female geese. But and their little babies mm-hmm. are just, you know, around our river, mm-hmm. so cute. And basically, they've been crossing the streets.
Mm-hmm, right.
And, you know, we were going into town this week, and a mommy and daddy and like three or four of the little babies were crossing the street. And Julie stops the car. She puts her flashers on mm-hmm. and starts honking. And at first, I thought you were honking at the geese, like, get the H out of the road, you know.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were, but then I decided that when you were honking, what you were doing, you were just honking at people in back of us to stop and slow down, not to pass you.
Well, I had my blinkers on for that.
Yeah, and then you kind of was like going to the front and stopping those people too.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
I don't think so, but I was honking at them to say, get going, geese, get going.
And so you were blocking, you were holding up traffic mm-hmm. as the little ones slowly yes. crossed the street to get yes. to the river.
Yes.
And I was like, so, you know, you're such a good person. You're so sweet and so darling. And then, like,
I don't find that very sweet. I'm just assuming that no one wants that kind of karma train. You know, karmic retribution yes, to yes. go and hit a family of geese.
Right.
That'd be horrible.
But remember that, like, 2 years ago, we slowed down and to avoid that, like, 80-year-old turtle that was
in the road.
He was huge.
He was huge.
And when we came back,
he was not there.
He was dead.
He was dead. Yeah, and people were upset that I stopped for this turtle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
can I just go ahead, keep going.
No, I was just gonna say though that it was a lovely thing. I thought that you did.
Oh, thank you.
But then like 10 seconds later we had come to the corner of the stoplight.
Yeah.
And then we had turned right and then we saw an old man mm-hmm. with a cane mm-hmm. with one of those like four-legged canes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's like, you know,
yeah, those cool canes that don't move.
Yeah. And he was not crossing in the crosswalk.
No.
He had just decided to cross in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And you went ape shit over him. What the F and what's this? And you were like threatening to run him over. I'm like, whoa. Okay. Julie loves duckies, little baby geese. But the old man with the cane, the hurry cane, which was not her in a hurry. It was a slow cane.
Yeah. Well, that's worth 1,000 points in my video game if I had an elderly man. No. First off, he came out of nowhere.
Really?
Yes, really. I was very shocked. Like, what the? Like, and not even in a crosswalk. I mean, there was no intersection.
No, it was just in the middle of the road.
A middle of the road walking.
Right.
And
it was scary.
It was scary. I did. I did realize that I thought it was funny after I was initially shocked because I did not want to hit this man because I just didn't want to do it. Didn't want to intentionally hit this man.
Didn't want that karma train.
Didn't want that karma train. But I realized that I thought it was funny because I, in literally within 3 minutes, I had stopped for a baby geese and they made me happy.
The whole family.
But having to
really
stop for
slow.
This older guy did not make me happy.
No.
I made me upset.
Road rage.
A little bit, but not bad.
No.
I got over myself really fast.
Yeah.
And asked for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank you, old man, for forgiving me. And I moved on. But then my mom, of course, had to bring it up again.
How many
rat
times?
Me out. Several times you've told the story now.
Exactly.
No, at least twice.
It's a good story.
It's interesting to see in like a 30, you know, literally a 3 minute time.
Right.
I had to stop twice. And,
right.
And how really... I was completely happy stopping for the little mommy
family.
And daddy, the family.
Yeah,
but I should have been happy for stopping for this older gentleman as well.
Should have.
Because here he is. He's out going for a walk. Good for you, mister. Awesome.
The fact that he didn't honor any of the crosswalks or any of the lights.
It was a little scary for me.
That was weird, yeah.
And mostly because you just don't want to hit anybody.
Right.
But, and he had cars behind. It was a busy intersection, a busy road. But, you know, it's kind of funny. It was great.
So I just had to, I had a little narc on you there, girlfriend.
Well, it's interesting because last week, I don't know why this comes up in our conversation, but homelessness does come up in our conversation. I don't know why it does.
I don't either.
And I coined the phrase homeless chic.
You did.
Well, and
what happened to this week? You manifested even more
homeless chic. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I said, did you see that person? I don't know if it's true, but I believe he's the total definition of homeless chic.
Absolutely.
And you go, what did I see there? I said, you saw an older gentleman. I think he was probably in his 60s or 50s. I don't know.
Totally true.
Totally hippie-like.
Right.
Had a bike with a little trailer.
Beautiful bike.
Beautiful bike. And every place there was either a bag or a sleeping bag. And then on the back of his bike, he had like one of those, like a ledge to put things. And he had a crate, an animal crate. And in that animal crate was a cat.
That's right.
And he had the cat strapped down. And I thought, oh, and finally.
And the cat had a scarf.
I don't know about that, but I'm guessing because I think that's totally mm-hmm. what was going mm-hmm. on there. And on the back of his bike, he had a reflective triangle. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this is, to me, pure definition of homeless chic.
Absolutely.
Pure definition.
And I added one thing.
What did you add?
I did not necessarily see this, but he had a solar panel.
Yes. Now, I did not see this either.
But he had his own?
You said, if I have, I said, that would be truly the definition of homeless chic if he had a solar panel generator, mm-hmm. a solar generator, mm-hmm. because that would be awesome.
Because you said he could then have his computer anywhere.
Yes. He could have charge his phone up.
Charge his phone.
I mean, really, if you were able just to have those two things, a solar mm-hmm. panel generator of some sort, so you can plug your phone in, and then you can use your phone for your Wi-Fi as a hotspot mm-hmm. to run your computer, mm-hmm. there's really nothing you couldn't do along the road.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to Tim Ferriss today. And there, he was talking about one of his friends that he met who's a reporter. And he said back in the day when he was learning to be a reporter, he would travel the world, but he didn't have much money. So what he would do is befriend someone who looked like a grandma at – a train station or whatever. And
truck stop.
And ask them, you know, like, how do you make – you know, your favorite pasta or talk about food and talk to him for a couple hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they would eventually say, oh, you know what? You don't have a place to stay at night. You come over to my house. I'll cook for you and you can stay at my house.
Oh,
so
man.
He befriended the local Grammy in some sense. And then they would go, sure, I'll take care of you. I don't know if that would work in our town.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
Would that work in?
Was his name John Miller by any chance?
Yeah, John Miller.
That wouldn't work in our town.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But that's another way of being, homeless chic.
Homeless chic.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's other ways now of being homeless chic. I met a woman at the Frank Kern Conference, and we were talking, and it was so funny. She was a great woman. It was her and her friend. were both from Chicago. So, you know, Midwesterns, right? Kind of cool. And we're talking, and she had mentioned that she's going to be going to Europe in a week. And then to
Costa Rica.
Yeah, you know, and meeting all these foreign places, like exotic, wonderful places. I'm like, wow, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a publicist. I go, oh, do you travel for work?
John Miller.
I don't travel for work. I travel because I don't have a home. I'm like, oh, okay. But she wasn't, that was all she said. I go,
how cryptic.
I go, how cryptic? Yeah, how cryptic is it? I go, oh, you don't have a home? I go, no, I don't have a home. I'm homeless. I go, oh, well, where are you going to, I go, but, so she goes.
How do you travel everywhere?
I go, yeah, so, oh, is that because you travel so much for work, there's no point in having a house? Mm-hmm. No. I'm like, oh, okay.
Still cryptic.
I'm like, okay, so what do you do? Where are you traveling?
Finally asked her.
She goes, well, I'm part of this website, which is called something, something, you know, Homesitter, whatever it is. And because I'm in my 50s, no kids, no animals, and I have, you know, years and years of social media history, and I come from whatever, I'm a very safe choice to hire to take care of your home when you're out and about and, you know, traveling or going away. I'm like, that's a gig? That's awesome. I said, and Greg was with me at the time. I go, this is amazing. And she goes, oh, you'd be shocked how many people don't like this. Like, my family hates this idea. I go, why does your family hate this idea? And she goes, well, because I'm not married. I don't have a house of my own. I'm not stable. I go, well, you have a job, right? Because, no, I have a job. And you take care of yourself. I go, this is a great way to travel. You know, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But it was so interesting because she just kept saying, well, I'm homeless. I'm like, and I asked, I go, where are you going to go tonight? Where do you sleep tonight when you get off the plane in Chicago? She goes, oh, I'll find a couple of friends that I'll stay with tonight until I go on my trip. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So she was homeless, she had it all worked out.
Yeah.
I go, homeless chic. Yeah, I loved it.
Yes.
She was quite quirky. I loved her. I dug her a lot.
Hmm.
I had to just release any feelings of being uncomfortable with her because I never understood. I had to really dig to get the real answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew if she was holding back intentionally or that was just
kind of playing you a little bit.
I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on sometimes. Mm-hmm. I had to really, I'm like, okay, so what about tonight? And is this not appropriate for me to ask this question?
Yeah, like, here I'm laying this out, and you're curious.
Yeah.
But how curious are you going to make me tell you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to offer.
Well, and obviously, if you say that you're homeless, I'm going and that you're doing all this traveling, I'm going to ask.
And you're at a conference that's $5,000 a ticket.
Yeah. We had to pay that, thank God. Thank God.
Who did, I wonder.
Yeah, exactly.
You were the plus one.
I was the plus one. But anyway, so you wonder. Oh, she let me know that she was a plus one, though.
Oh, did she really?
Oh, yeah. And she said because of all of her miles, it only cost like $25 to go to this conference.
Fly?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, must
so
be
was
nice.
The other lady the not the plus one?
Right. Okay. Not the plus one.
Okay.
Exactly. And so it was interesting because here's another example of people being homeless and doing it their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell you the time, I just don't know what to do with all this information. Yeah. That I just
store it.
I store it.
You store it.
I think it's amazing to me.
In the prefrontal lobe.
Yeah. So before we move on, I want to talk about a few other things. But first I want to say, if you haven't gotten our book yet, go now to Amazon and pick up The Clutterfly Effect, please.
Either that or just press the donate button to support us.
Yes, we'll take it. Support us with a capital S. That's or a little right. S. Whatever you choose.
Yes. Yes. You can support us with
like,
a small S.
Like Dennis Krager?
On Facebook.
Or support us like we're your sister from Mondovia. Either one. Just support us.
Support us. Support the podcast.
We're having
support
fun.
Support this mother and daughter.
Because if you support us, we have a great relationship. Supporting us means that you'll have a great relationship.
That's right. That's right.
And so forth. I hope that's true.
It's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Can I just say,
with a small T.
Yes. So we're going to talk about motivation today in Pillar Talk.
I can't believe
and
it.
We're
the way
talk,
this is gone.
I know.
Talk about motivation.
I know. Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Elliot's Corner just for a few seconds as well. But I also want to talk about one more thing. So We like to keep things vague on our show sometimes because, you know, I don't know. But somebody won the Powerball.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about
that. We played that this week.
Yes, and we did not win.
So, like, I said it was, I told you, you got to play, Jill, because it's going to be a billion.
And I said, it's not a billion.
It was like 400 million.
Yeah.
And I had heard that if it reaches like 400 or 500 yes. million, then it goes to a billion.
Right.
That's just what I heard.
And it wasn't
it
true.
It didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. So here's the interesting story. Do you want to tell a story? Or want me to tell it?
You tell it.
So, well, this morning or yesterday, you said one person won the Powerball
right.
or Mega. And she was from New Jersey.
Correct.
And she was going to share it with her and her seven adult children. And that she said it was completely divine intervention because she had a dream about the numbers.
The night before.
And that she knew she was going to tithe to the church.
Played one ticket.
One ticket, the numbers, and she was going to tithe to the church.
10% to her church.
And she said it was completely God's plan for her.
Right.
She got it in a dream. Yep. She played it. She won.
Yes.
And she was the only person.
Right.
Awesome.
I know. that night I tried to get those numbers.
I asked you.
And what did I say?
Well,
I said I got crickets.
No, and you also said something else.
Cricket.
I didn't get it. Then I asked you a day. So now I'm saying, hey, got the numbers?
You keep asking me now.
And
when
said,
are the
no,
numbers?
No, but I got a word. You said you dreamt about a word yes. that you don't know what it means, and you started spelling it.
Yes.
And you go, I think it's H-A-L. C-O-N or C-I-O-N.
C-Y-O-N.
And I go, okay. And you said it's Halcyon Days. And
I said Halcyon
Days. Halcyon Days. And I don't know what that means.
And I said, so, you wanted the numbers.
And I didn't get
numbers. I got crickets for that.
Yes.
But I heard the words, these are your Halcyon Days.
And I said, well, that's pretty clear.
What does that mean, Mom?
Did you know what Halcyon Days mean?
I don't know what it
means.
And
we Googled it.
Yes.
I think I Binged it because I get Bing points. So I'm going to try. Google doesn't get me anything to go on their web search engine. So.
Does it hurt to get Binged?
No. It felt kind of good. Felt kind of really good. And so anyway, we looked it up and it meant calm, peaceful.
Calm and peaceful.
And the whole thing was there's a bird, I guess a Halcyon bird, that as legend would have it, it builds its nest on the lake, but it says by doing so, it's able to calm the lake and calm the winds to protect
really?
The nest.
Right.
And so, and it usually does this in December, which is very near the solstice
for 14 days.
Yes, it's calm, and so I thought that was very cool that you had a dream with the world Halcyon Days.
Yes.
So I'm taking that and using it as it being prophetic that the next. A couple weeks are going to be calm
peaceful.
At peace. You know, and I'm like, yay.
Yes.
Why not take that?
Take
Hallelujah.
It.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Did you see a picture of what that bird looks like?
Well, the picture of the bird.
Or is it a bird?
It's a bird. It's a pretty aggressive bird. And he had a little fish in its mouth. And the fish was like, ah. I'm like, cool. He's a little fisherman. And, you know, that's what birds eat. Fish, worms.
Well, that's true.
Flies.
Is that why our little geese family hang by the river? Do they eat fish?
I don't know what they eat. They do probably eat something, maybe small plankton. I don't know.
Huh.
I guess.
And
they eat grass, because I see them eat off the ground.
I see that. Do they float on the river? Will they?
Yeah, they do float.
Oh, interesting. And they walk.
They do not fly. And that's the reason
they don't
why.
Fly.
That's the reason.
Why they have to cross the road.
Yes, because geese will be across the road, because there's a big field across the road from the river. But when they're a little older, they fly across the road.
Ah, so the mommy and daddy are walking because their babies can't fly.
Yeah, I guess I'm guessing. Because we don't usually stop there, but we've had to stop there every day this week.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Why they're crossing the road.
Just a little sidebar I saw in our subdivision as I was pulling in and the guard gate goes up. Says, be aware, a rattlesnake was found near the river. I'm like, holy cow.
The river or our lake?
Our lake, or the dam, by the dam.
Oh, really? A rattlesnake?
Yes.
Well, interestingly, me and you, when we were traveling inside our subdivision, we saw, you took pictures of a fox.
A fox.
He was so darling.
Very cute looking. I loved him.
And he was not scared at all.
Mm-mm. No, not one bit.
No.
Not one bit.
So we have, and I asked you if that was, because we know that there's a fox that lives near us. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if that was the fox.
I am assuming, but I don't know for sure. And I don't know how long they last. This fox seemed very not afraid, but none of the animals in
none of them are.
Subdivision, they're afraid of anything.
No, we got lots of deer. They're like, what are you doing?
It's so
like,
weird.
Oh, thank God, you got some more hibiscus trees this year.
Yes.
Dinner.
Yeah. And you debated. You're like, I don't want to buy more hibiscus.
I know. I was that cruel of me?
No, and then we just saw the price. We're like, you know what?
It's okay.
Easier.
Yeah, easier. Because every year, it's kind of hit or miss now that the deer come when we're away.
Yes.
Usually we're away. And we come back and our hibiscus trees have been demolished.
Yeah. And we're like, what did we do? What's going on?
Yeah.
But we love the look of them and so forth.
Yes.
So you're right. Talk about a little bit like Elliot.
Elliot's Corner.
I once had a dog. Oh, should I say he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. Elliot's Corner. Here we are talking about Elliot today.
Can I say again? I love your uke playing.
You got it.
You're so good at that. I love your voice.
Oh, thanks.
We like the Norwegian wood.
We like the Norwegian wood. I'm going to have furniture made out of Norwegian wood. Well, it's interesting because I'm not, Norway is up north. And
just north of us.
Quite a bit over there across the ocean. But I was hearing on Discover or Science Channel, they're talking about the Stradivaria.
The violin? The
violin.
Uh-huh.
And how I think it comes from the Stradivaria forest.
In Norway?
No, I don't know where.
Oh.
But the reason why it's such good wood, I can't remember now, I mean someplace in Europe, is because during a little ice age that these beautiful violins were created, and the wood is
during
so
the ice age,
a mini ice age, because the wood is so dense,
uh-huh.
because it didn't grow very much every year, so the rings were really close together.
Oh.
So the wood is so completely dense.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder up in Norway, where the Norwegian wood is at,
because it's so cold.
The trees don't grow very, very.
They're dense.
They're very dense wood, and I wonder if things made from Norwegian wood are just really dense.
Dense. Jill, you went a long way for that.
I did, but can I tell you, this is where my brain goes. Today I was talking with Mona, and I was just thinking, I go, what if I planted like 1,000 pin oaks from our tree?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 30 years, would they each be worth $1,000?
Now, that's a retirement plan.
And that's what I thought. That's my retirement plan right there, baby. And so
get away from these baby pin oaks right now. Get away.
Don't touch my baby pin oaks. And then I go, I said, Japanese maples are very popular. I go, if I planted like 1,000 Japanese maples in 30 years, would that be my retirement fund?
It might be better than 30.
You know?
I'd say more like 120,000.
What?
If you planted 30 Japanese maples.
No, I'm talking 1,000 Japanese maples.
Oh, 1,000. Oh, my gosh.
Or 500.
Yeah.
500 at 5, because you can buy one now at 500 a crack.
Right.
That's
what we were looking at.
Yeah.
And we decided, hibiscus.
Exactly. So that was my other thought today I had regarding wood.
Regarding your retirement.
My retirement. That's a plan. I'm going to just...
I think it's funny, though, because Mona, the girl that we support, she has an IRA 401k.
Yeah. I know. I think it's hysterical. I mean, and the reason why I laugh, because I don't have one yet.
That's right.
Because I'm self-employed. Because
you got those pin oaks in the backyard.
I got them. I haven't made it into that.
Stay away from those pin oaks, people.
Exactly.
We also have, since this is Elliot's Corner, since we talk about animals, we have a pregnant cat in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And she hangs around our house a lot.
Yes.
And she's very preggers.
Well, yes. I can't. I'm going to be excited when she has her babies. I guess.
I don't know.
We'll see. But here's what I want to talk about with Elliot, because it's always about what I've learned this week from my dog, Elliot. He had a breakthrough in his training. I went to a training class with him, and we were doing the standard sit down, you know, running, you know, we'll do the, a lot of people come with a pair, you know, a husband and wife or a mom and a son. And you spread out, and then one person will let the dog go and the other person has to call it to him. And so the trainer holds Elliot for me. And Elliot is not happy with this because he's afraid of her for some reason. I don't know why. And
I know why.
She doesn't take crap from him whatsoever. And lately we've had a new addition to this class, and it's a German Shepherd who's really aggressive, and they had him muzzled and so forth. And he loves his owners really well, but he just hates everybody else. Mm-hmm. So anyway, for the first time ever, every single time I called him, he came right to me. Mm. He jumped over hurdles to get to me.
Aww.
He went through hurdles and through a big tube to get to me.
No.
He didn't go run to other dogs. He literally came to me every single time. And here's what I learned. I learned that sometimes your success happens when you're least expecting it. You know, here it is. We've been working on it. And then all of a sudden, boom, he achieved it.
Something clicked in his brain.
Something clicked and he achieved it. Mm-hmm. Every single time he came when I called.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Now, it was funny because at the exact same time this was going down, our trainer, she must have been crabby or something because she was just complaining about how, I'm so sorry we're not progressing far enough with any of you guys. We need to get you guys on different collars that we can, you know, they're
like a motivating collar.
Yeah, but they get like a little shocky, a little bit, just a little shock or whatever.
Can you imagine if when we're trying to do something to motivate us, they shocked us?
That would be hysterical.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that motivation a little bit on our pillar talk.
All righty.
So all of a sudden, I felt it was a breakthrough, and yet through her eyes, she didn't see it as anything but. She was getting bored.
Mm-hmm. That we're not fast. We're not progressing fast.
You know, like,
enough.
What are we doing now? I want to move forward. Yeah. I want to have some more fun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we all come for the same reason, which is to socialize our dog, to have some fun.
Yeah.
We want better doggies, you know.
Well, today I called Elliot.
Did he come?
He didn't come.
Oh, okay.
But you said, go to mommy.
And did he go then?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Not really happy about it, though.
Get your butt up and you go and give mommy a kiss.
That's
now.
Right.
She pays your bills.
That's right.
You get up there and you give mommy a kiss. Well, I tell him all the time. I said, you don't know how lucky you are that your mommy wants to spend money on you.
I know.
You spend good money.
I spend good money on him every week.
I know.
Play and stay.
Training.
Doggy training. Grooming. Bones. His bones are not cheap because he's got a little digestive issue.
So we have to have highly digestible bones.
Yes, which are not cheap.
No, not at all. But so that's kind of what I learned this week. I learned that truly you keep doing it. You keep working at it. Sometimes you almost forget where you're heading towards.
Right.
Because you just keep working at it. And then all of a sudden, boom,
and if
success.
If you would have quit going to her.
Yeah. I don't think I would have had that success.
What you call a breakthrough.
We had a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And so even if nobody else saw it.
Right.
I felt
you
it.
Knew
I
it.
Saw it.
Yeah.
And Elliot and I had a bonding moment.
Yeah.
And so that's what I learned from Elliot this week. What do you think about those apples?
Elliot's Corner.
Yeah. Now we're going to do a little pillar talk.
Pillow talk.
I don't know why, but I love the music we pick for these things.
I just love it.
It makes me laugh.
It's so good. It makes you feel like jumping up and dancing.
Yeah.
Pillow talk.
Well, what's really funny, I think Doris Day's in her 90s. Is that possible?
No. When I was a kid, though, I loved her. I thought she
I loved her.
Hysterical.
And she was so pretty.
And pretty.
And, like, pretty in a very sweet way.
Yes.
And she always wore capri pants.
Yes.
If I'm correct.
Right.
Or those kind of 60, 70 pants, mm-hmm. you know. And then I don't know what happened to her. But then in my mind, she went to being like a 20, 30-year-old into somebody who was much older, who was into golf.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true or not,
I do not know, sir. I do not know.
Wasn't there like a Donna Shore show or something
yeah,
like that?
Not, yeah, Donna, but Donna Shore is not Doris Day.
Oh.
Sorry. Hello. Hello, Julie. I don't want to disappoint you.
Did Doris Day, did she
have the Donna Shore show?
did she play golf?
Donna Shore did.
Donna Shore did. Oh, my God. They look alike?
A little bit. A little bit. I mean, close your eye and put your one hand, spread your fingers apart.
I swear they, to my mind, they look exactly alike.
Okay.
Maybe I'm totally wrong. No, I am.
Well?
I am totally wrong.
I'm not saying she's never played golf before.
But are you saying that could Doris Day have played Donna Shore?
No. Okay. In the Lifetime movie.
Yes. Or no. Or mostly pretending to be Donna Shore.
Yeah.
For props or whatever.
Yeah. That was her publicist.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So anyway, there's the rags at the grocery store. Well, just like 2 weeks ago, Doris Day was on the cover.
No, what'd she look like?
Like Doris
Donna
Day.
Donna Shore?
Donna Shore. I don't know. But, well, they have a big picture of her from, I don't know when, you know, because I'm like, this is a 40-year-old woman mm-hmm. on the cover. I mm-hmm. know mm-hmm. Doris Day is not 40, nor is Donna Shore.
No.
But, and then they had a little small picture of her, and she looked, you know,
like an older woman.
Yes, like an older
in her 90s.
Doris Day. Yes. Yeah, and it's like, great. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know what I was talking about, but I just thought that was interesting. What was I talking about?
About the rags. You saw a picture of her.
Oh,
I guess. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Well, I don't know what this one. I think it's called Closer. Or Closer or Closer. That's the magazine.
Is it Loser with the C in front of
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called Loser with a C.
But it's everybody is older than me in this magazine.
Yes, Julie. That's why it's called Loser with
no,
a C.
I think they're really trying to market to the older generation.
Right, right.
I'm like, you know, first of all, these younger kids are not buying magazines. And the older people could care less about the Kardashians.
Right, right.
So what are we going to do here? I know. Let's bring back everybody that are from the 40s and 50s and 60s and put them on a magazine cover.
It's crazy. Well, you know, the Beach Boys were in Rockford.
Lonnie Anderson was on the cover one
time. Oh, my gosh, really? Yeah. Whatever happened to her?
Well, she's doing fine.
Yeah.
She's closing. She's getting closer.
She's getting closer. Uh-oh. Is that what they meant?
I don't know.
But anyway, saying the Beach Boys were in Rockford, and so I saw a little blurb on the Rockford News.
Yeah.
And it was like, the audience was all full of white-haired people with, you know, and that was what they focused on. They had about 10 seconds of the Beach Boys, but they had about 60 seconds of panning this audience of gray-haired old people that came out to see good vibrations. So, and I felt insulted a little bit.
And I asked you why you felt insulted.
Right. I couldn't figure it out. I just did.
Yes. Because you thought they were making fun of you.
I did. I felt like they were saying,
you're old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
and
look
I was
like
just
that.
Like, I was just like, good for you and I are going, good for you people.
Yeah.
You got out of the
you.
House and went to the Coronado Theater.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, went to like see the Beach Boys.
I'm right. That was took motivation on their part.
Yes.
That took big motivation.
You know, Jill, I think we should talk about
motivation.
I think we should.
About time, right? Well, okay. So anyway, we're just going to free flow this today.
Really?
Really? We do prep work. It's just we have it free flowing.
Yes.
Because this is more our therapy. And we want to just enjoy this hour together.
Yeah. And most people have turned us off by now.
No. Is that why we hold the good stuff until now?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay. No.
They're like, dang, if I had only held on, I could have gotten to that motivation stuff.
I needed that. I do not feel motivated at all. I am actually not motivated to do anything. Well, I was listening to Tim Ferriss, and he was talking about motivation and how he goes, self-motivation is for the birds. that truly very few people are very self-motivated to get you can going.
Long-term, can long-term. Do something. And he's always studying. He really studies success in people.
Same thing as Tony Robbins. He studies success in people.
Yeah.
And then I think Tony Robbins is very focused on growth.
Right.
You know, where Tim Ferriss is also about, he likes to see like what is the best way of doing this.
Right.
Best thing to do this and so forth like that. Like one time he said, what is the fastest way for me to learn a language that can be conversational in like 30 days? You know, crazy
Amazing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But he, I mean, I do love the dude. There's something very charismatic about him.
Oh, me too.
And I've learned a lot of things
yes.
by what he's done.
Well, and he was, it's interesting because so many times we talk about being self-motivated. You know, I mean, you know, I was being honest about people with people giving up sugar. And anyway, how that has been self-motivated in a lot of ways.
Right.
I've let the pain push me until the vision could pull me.
Right.
I've also shared that with some people so that I do have an exterior motivation because I don't mm-hmm. want to fail.
Right.
I don't want to say, oh, yeah, I didn't
But they're not, even though you share it, they're not like your accountability people.
Right. And it's interesting because I think this is why coaching is so important. He talked about having contests with people, getting in mm-hmm. groups where you all put $100 in and whoever does this the fastest or if you achieved it, you get mm-hmm. it, whatever. He goes, those are the things that really keep people moving forward.
Motivated?
Yes,
That's
motivated.
So awesome.
Yes. And I was thinking about us and coaching. And the one reason why coaching works so well is that you, first of all, there's a person that wants you to succeed mm-hmm. who doesn't love you.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody loves you, they want you to succeed. But beyond that, they want you to love them back and they want you to be happy.
Right.
And sometimes those don't go hand in hand during the process.
I know.
Succeeding and being happy, unless you train your brain to feel that way, that you say, I'm happy because I'm reaching, I'm moving forward, I'm getting success, mm-hmm. I'm not going for that quick, happy fix. Then you can get happy from success. But a lot of times, especially if you're losing weight or giving up stuff, you don't get the complete benefits until you're, you know,
absolutely
3, 4, 5 months in the future.
Right.
So no matter, even when you're starting a business, I was looking into this one franchise. I'll just say it, you know, because I've always been interested in this, the cryotherapy, you know, where you mm-hmm. go inside and you in this tube and then you get really cold and it helps with healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been really interested in this, and there's none that close to us. The closest one is Chicago.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I wonder if there's a franchise opportunity.
And there is?
Yes. And so, but some of the questions they ask are, do you have a couple $100,000 to spend on the business? How long could you float the business until it grows? And so here you are. You realize to be successful in this business, you're going to put a lot of money, a lot of effort, and then 2, 3 years down the road.
Oh, I would say more than that.
You will be, you'll get a payoff.
Right.
When you're losing weight, you know, depending on how much you have to lose, you've given up a lot of things that gave you an instant pleasure.
Right.
For the hopes and belief that it'll
somewhere
pay off
down the road.
You're losing weight. But and also, too, I mean, I've coached women who've they're feeling great. They've lost weight. It's been 2, 3 months in. But they're not, you know, they're not near their goal weight yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're maybe 4 or 5 months away from their goal weight. But the way you feel inside is great. And then till you go and you're buying clothes, you're like, oh, I went clothes shopping and I'm only down 2 sizes, you mm-hmm. know, and I got 2 more to go. And mm-hmm. and so, but all the behavior that you're doing now is the same behavior of a thin person.
Right.
But you're not thin yet.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
you have to negotiate that and figure out, okay.
Good word.
I'm, yeah. oh, thank you.
But that's a good idea. Like, that's good.
But you have to negotiate how you feel about yeah. those things. Because
yeah.
where's your motivation stand? And in some ways, I would say, where's your belief and your faith stand? Because to get to where you want to go, you have to be, do, have, right? We talked about that. And we talk about that with faith and belief. And with that phrase, be, do, have, you must be the person mm-hmm. or be the thing that you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
and then do the actions,
right?
And then you will have it.
As opposed to most people just want to have it.
Have it. Once I have this, I'll then be go. This,
right?
And I can I'll be able to do the things and so forth. It's totally not the way it works.
No.
You have to be the person who eats healthy foods 99% of the time.
Right.
You know, we like to say the 80-20 rule.
Right.
And it's mostly 80-20, but mostly like 90-10. You know?
For sure, yeah.
And the more you do the 80-20 rule, the more that 20% gets less and less and less, because you're not attracted to it as much and mm-hmm. so forth. Mm-hmm. But you go, so motivation to me is very, very interesting.
Yes.
For these long-term transformational objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about tweaking ourselves there, you know, and so you take these little milestones and you tweak there, and you talked about it's like going from Chicago to San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and here's your long goal, right? And then but you have all these little milestones, which are your exit mark. And so maybe you're going to take a break at St. Louis and then, you know, Phoenix or whatever.
Right.
And you have these milestones, but all along the way, you have to keep upping your faith, upping your belief that you can
do this. Rock steady.
Yes. And you're being different people all along the way. You keep adding to your strength.
Your character, your wisdom, and your knowledge.
And in some sense, if you think of it as a suitcase, your suitcase keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Why would I think of that as a suitcase?
Oh no, it's a metaphor that I thought of on the spot.
That did not work.
Yeah, because it's not baggage.
It's interesting, though, because you said about stopping in St. Louis.
Yes.
And so...
Where your brother lives.
we were thinking, though, like, you know, like you had been your first 30 days without sugar.
Yeah.
And then you had, like you said last week,
I took 2 days off, you know. Yeah.
And so we're heading now to the next 30 days.
Right.
And
which were like day 15 already.
Yeah, and we were talking about, like, what we would do.
Yeah.
And when we first started out... We said, "Oh, we're gonna go to this. We're gonna go into the city,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna get like
we want to do a food crawl.
Food crawl.
We wanted to have the caramel corn cheese mixture. Stan's Donuts.
Yeah, but who's the caramel corn dude?
Garrett's popcorn.
Yeah.
We wanted to have these things, and we thought about being fun. And here's the thing.
And then, yesterday,
we were like."
Why? Gotta travel all the way.
Yeah,
into, you know,
2 hours. And I'm gonna feel effed up because I haven't had sugar in a while.
Yeah,
and none of it felt good anymore.
That was like $5 for one donut.
I know.
And we were gonna get umami burgers.
Well, and here's another thing, because I'm doing this no sugar thing,
right?
And feeling great, and knowing this is my new life. This is my new norm.
Right.
This isn't gonna end when whatever destination I'm supposed to go to. This is my new norm. I've been loving to go. I went to Long Grove. It's a kind of a fancy suburban neighborhood, and they have chocolate days in May.
Mm-hmm.
And Long Grove is sort of like a fancy, Dells, for lack of a better word. But they got like
in Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. They got like fudge shops and mm-hmm. candy shops and mm-hmm. fancy candy shops and great things, you know, and so forth. And I go, it'd be great to go there. And I go, why? I'm thinking during that time, I still will be like 5 days away from my 30 days, so I can't have any sugar.
You're going to Long Grove?
I thought about going.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't have sugar. What's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you never mentioned this to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it in our paper.
Oh, okay.
And have I not told you that I love Long Grove?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the places I've been to in my life that I've always wanted to go back to
mm-hmm.
and never do mm-hmm. because no one I know wants to go to Long Grove.
Okay.
Exactly. But it's the things that turn you on mm-hmm. start not...
Now, yeah.
They can't turn you on anymore.
Yeah. I totally get this. Like, yeah. I can remember, you know, a couple of years ago wanting to go to Chicago for the popcorn.
Right. Or even going to the Swiss Colony outlet store.
Oh, my God.
I can't do that. What's the point of going there?
Right.
Where I can buy truffles in the pounds for $3 or $4.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't going to fly. It's not fun. I can't do it.
Right.
So my motivation has to change. And also what's weird about this thing is that the things... I mean, for people like anybody, you know, until your outside world catches up to what your inside world's doing,
right.
You have to negotiate.
There's a negotiation that happens because you're not You're not there yet.
Not there yet.
But you have all the behaviors.
Yes.
Of someone who's there.
So you're not at your success.
Right.
The outside world might not see you as successful.
No.
You may not have all the results, but you're doing all the results.
Right.
You're doing all the actions to get you there.
Right.
And so you have to keep yourself motivated. And we talk about this and this idea of faith is your power.
Right.
Because what faith does, it makes you come from a place of victory.
Right.
I know like the back of my hand.
Right.
I know it. You know, and we talk about love being your motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Love is what keeps you going.
Right.
Love for yourself. Love for your family.
Mm-hmm.
I always say connect with your future self if you're starting to struggle.
Yes.
Find a coach because that person is invested in your success but doesn't love you.
Yes, right.
So they'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't care if you're happy.
I go, Jill, you're crabby right now. Would you like a piece of chocolate?
Thanks, Mom. That would be your response. Because you love me.
Because I love you.
Yeah, my coach would say, you're not having that chocolate? What are you out of your mind? Is it 30 days? No. You know,
mm-hmm.
See yourself a year. Yeah, take a nap. Go do a walk. See yourself a year from now doing these behaviors. Mm-hmm. What will your life be like then
mm-hmm.
compared to saying, screw it, I'm having that chocolate now, and then most likely I'll have it again tomorrow because you broke your word.
Wow. Very good.
You know?
Very good.
Yes.
You were so right on that one.
You know, so that's how it is.
Yeah.
So we recommend having a coach because the coach is also a little bit invested in your success.
Yes. Yes.
And that's kind of helpful.
Yeah.
It's like they want to do a good job, and they do a good job by you succeeding.
Yes. That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
They're not invested in your success, but they really are motivated because that's their job.
That's their job.
So I hope this kind of stirs some thoughts,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
You know, to reflect about what motivates us.
Yeah. And
how do we keep through?
And not only just what motivates us, but what motivates us. Excuse me, not just for a day.
Yes.
But for 30 days.
For 30 days.
60 days. 90 days.
Because 90 days, I'll tell you right now.
That's right.
Your life can change.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
We were listening to this one coach. He was talking about 200 days.
Yes. Well, we were talking about, exactly. He was saying within 30 days, your muscles can change. But it takes 200 days for your connective tissue to really regenerate.
Yes.
And I thought, well, that's good to know. Because
what happens in a lot of things happen in those 200 days.
And what can you do in 200 days that at the end of those 200 days, if you're strengthening your connective tissue
mm-hmm.
and your knees and you're doing, you know, strength and stretching, you could have a completely different body.
Mm-hmm.
But it could take 200 days.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be motivated for those 200 days?
Hmm.
So I want to say thank you guys for listening to Life with the
yeah,
Girlfriends.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
Been a crazy show tonight.
Yes, it has.
It's been all over the map. But thank you,
but
thank
that's
you,
Life
thank
with
you.
The Girlfriends,
go
isn't
to
it?
Amazon, pick up our book, The Clutterfly Effect. You can go to theclutterflyeffect.com. We've got some, hopefully soon, the
yes.
7 A's to manifest.
We're getting there.
I'm working
there.
With
we're
our
motivated.
People. We're motivated. They're getting things done for us. And thank you very much. And go
hey,
to ChristineMarieAngeli.com.
I love you so much. And it was so great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.